be out, he thought as he looked back at the bleak gray walls of Sugamo Prison. But why did Westerners feel a need to voice the obvious or attempt to give expression to the ineffable? It was the nature of a maple leaf to drop in the autumn. I killed General Kishikawa, as close to a father as I ever had, because it was my filial nature and duty to do so. The Americans imprisoned me for it because they could do nothing else, given their nature. And now they offer me my freedom because they need me. Nikolai resumed his walk along the pebbled path flanked by the maple trees, a bit surprised that he felt a twinge of anxiety at being outside the closed, small space of his cell. He fought off the wave of dizziness brought on by the open sky. This world was large and empty. He had no one left in it, except himself. His own adequate company for 3 years, he was re-entering a world that he no longer knew at the age of 26. Haverford had anticipated this, having consulted a psychologist on the issues that face prisoners going back into society. The classic Freudian, replete with the stereotypical Viennese accent, had advised Haverford that the subject would have become used to the limitations of his confinement and feel overwhelmed at first by the sheer space suddenly confronting him in the outside world. It would be prudent, the doctor warned, to transfer the man to a small, windowless room with voluntary access to a yard or garden so that he could gradually acclimate himself. Open spaces, or a crowded city with its bustling population and incessant noise, would be likely to upset the subject. So Haverford had arranged for a small room in a quiet safe house in the Tokyo suburbs. But from what he could learn from what there was to be learned of Nikolai Hell, he couldn't imagine the man being easily overwhelmed or upset. Hell displayed preternatural self-possession, a calm that was almost condescending, confidence that often crossed the line into arrogance. On the surface, Hell appeared to be a perfect blend of his aristocratic Russian mother and his samurai surrogate father, the war criminal Kishikawa, whom he had saved from the shame of a hangman's noose with a single finger thrust to the trachea. Despite his blonde hair and vibrant green eyes, Haverford thought, Hell is more Asian than Western. He even walks like an Asian, his arms crossed behind his back so as to take up as little space as possible and not cause inconvenience to anyone coming from the other direction, his tall, thin frame slightly stooped in modesty. European in appearance, Haverford decided, Asian in substance. Well, it made sense. He was raised by his emigre mother in Shanghai, and then mentored by Kishikawa when the Japs took the city. After the mother died, Kishikawa moved the boy to Japan to live with and study under a master of the impossibly complicated and nuanced board game, Go, a sort of Jap chess, albeit a hundredfold more difficult. Hell became a master in his own right. So is it any wonder that Hell thinks like an Asian? Nikolai sensed the man's thoughts on him. The Americans are incredibly transparent, their thoughts as obvious as stones at the bottom of a clear, still pool. He didn't care what Haverford thought of him. One doesn't solicit the opinions of a grocery clerk. But it did annoy him. Shifting his attention to the sun on his face, he felt it warm his skin. What would you like? Haverford asked. In the sense of what? Haverford chuckled. Most men emerging from long confinement wanted three things, a drink, a meal, and a woman, not necessarily in that order. But he was not going to indulge Hell's arrogance, so he answered in Japanese, in the sense of what would you like? Mildly impressed that Haverford spoke Japanese, and interested that he refused to surrender such a small stone on the board, Nikolai responded, I don't suppose that you could organize an acceptable cup of tea. In fact, Haverford said, I've arranged a modest chakai. I hope you find it acceptable. A formal tea ceremony, Nikolai thought. How interesting. A car waited at the end of the walk. Haverford opened the back door and ushered Nikolai in. Chapter 2. The chakai was not only acceptable, it was sublime. Nikolai savored each.